Welcome to One in Christ, where the radiant story of Jesus come to life.
Good morning.
大家早安。
Should I do this? Oh, no. It's too low for me. Thank you.
All right. I'm still getting used to this thing. I used to have a big table. I don't even know where they went.
也是在适应这个当中啊，之前我们有个大桌子，现在就不太一样。
We are going to continue Genesis 9 and all the way to 11 today.
我们今天会从创世纪的第九章一直到第十一章。
You know, the book of Genesis is about everything starts, you know, or origination or origin of everything.
创世纪我们知道是所有东西的起始，然后所有东西的起源。
If you read the book of Genesis, you know that's a story of redemption.
如果您知道创世纪的话，你知道这是一个救赎的故事。
I thought I'd turn it on. Today we are going to.Start from the second part of Genesis 9 all the way to the end of Genesis 11.
所以我们今天会从第九章的第二段一直到第十一章的内容。
If you know Genesis, they have, it's not that hard to get a different themes from Genesis. 1 to 3 is basically everything starts.
所以如果我们看创世纪的话，它里面其实有很多的标题，像一到三章就是讲的开始。
And all the way from 3 to 11, basically, that's a sin, and God, how God dealt with it.
所以第三到十一章就是罪，然后上帝是怎么样去对待罪的。
From chapter 12 all the way to chapter 50, that's basically the story of three different people, that's descendants of Abraham.
所以第十二到第十五章里面讲的就是三个不同的人，但他们都是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Then the redemption story continues.
所以这个救赎的故事一直是在延续的。
Now I'm going to read selected passages from chapter 9 and chapter 10. If you know chapter 10, you know it's very hard. And I read it twice last night, the whole chapter. It was very challenging. 70 different names. If you want to try it, you can.Be there and do it, but I'm not going to read all that. I'm going to do the selective test to read. Then we talk about today's the message.
所以我牧师会从第九章和第十章里面去选一些经文来去读，因为第十章里面很多名字，所以我们也不会去所有的都读下来。
Chapter 9, verse 19, verse 18. The sons of Noah who went forth from the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth.These three were the sons of Noah, and from these people of the whole earth were dispersed. Then chapter 10, verse 1. These are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Sons were born to them after the flood. Then chapter 10, all the way down to 32. These are the clans of the sons of Noah, according to their genealogies in their nations, and from these nations spread abroad on the earth after the flood.Then chapter 11, I'm going to read the first 9 verses. And now the whole earth had one language and the same words, and as people migrated from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly. And they had bricks for stone and the bitumen for mortar. And they said, Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower.With this top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth. Verse 5, And the Lord came down to see the city and tower which the children of men had built. And the Lord said, Behold, they are one people, and they have all one language, and this is only the beginning of what they will do. And nothing that they can propose to do would now be impossible for them. Come!Let us go down and confuse their languages so that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord dispersed them from there over the face of all earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore, its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth, and from there the Lord dispersed them over the face of all earth. Let's pray.
们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word.
我们在天父感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Give us a faith that we know that you speak even today.
给我们一个这样信心，是你到如今都是在说话的神。
Give us a heart to listen.
给我们一个愿意聆听的心。
To pay attention.
去这样注意到你的话。
To take your words into our heart so that our lives will be transformed.
把你的话放在我们心里，好让我们的生命可以得到改变。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督名求祷告。
Amen. So the title for this sermon is the city of man and city of God.
所以今天的标题是人的城和神的城。
You can, you know, the titles are from chapter 11, the first 9 verses.
所以这个标题呢，就是在第十一章的前面的。九个经文。
But we have chapter 9 and chapter 10 to deal with. Let's set up the stage for this, basically.
但是九到十章就是帮助我们去给我们一个背景。
Chapter 18, and before we talk about chapter 18, we know that the first part of the chapter 9 is Noah's, the covenant. You know, the rainbow covenant we talked about 2 weeks ago.
所以在第九章里面，我们前面之前讲到了说和挪亚之间的立的约。
So after that, from 18 all the way to the end of chapter 9, they have a little story there.
在第十八到第到直到第九章最后一节，我们发现里面有一个小故事。
It got people a little confused, so I'm not going to spend too much time on it, but I'm just going to give you something.
所以就是大家就可能会有些疑问，但是我会简单的去讲述它。
Right after the ark, right after the God of the flood, and everything's good, God created covenant with Noah, and boom.Noah sinned.
所以在这个刚刚神刚发怒，然后降了洪水之后呢，然后这个挪亚马上崩一下就犯罪了。
Drunk.
喝多了。
Naked.
然后也光着身子。
So that's a sin of a lack of self-control.
所以这就是一个没有节制的一个罪。
You can see that the flood didn't really solve the problem of sin.
所以你看到这个洪水并没有帮助挪亚这个人去解决他罪的问题。
Adam sinned, Noah sinned. That's basically a different way of sinning.
所以这个亚当和挪亚都犯罪，但是他们犯罪又不太一样。
That's not all.
那不只是这样。
He had three sons, right?
并且他还有三个儿子。
Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
是闪、含还有雅弗。
And what did one of the sons do to him, to his dad?He was laughing at his nakedness. Oh, look at that! Oh, brothers, look at him!
所以就是看他的儿子做了一个很不好的事，就是带着他的兄弟一起去嘲笑他爸爸光着身子。
What's the name of that guy?
这个孩子叫什么呢
？Ham is not Thanksgiving ham, but that ham.
对，不是圣诞节，不是感恩节的火腿，他的名字叫韩。
Yeah, that sin is pretty serious. It's really bad, because in that at that time.Disrespectful is a big, big issue.
在那个时候，不尊重其实是一个非常严重的一个问题。
It's not just being disrespectful. He's contempt. He's laughing at it. He treated his dad's nakedness as something that's amusing. That's funny.
所以他就是很轻视他的父亲，他觉得他父亲这样子很好笑。
So we have two sins, Noah and his son.Right after the flood.
所以看洪水之后，挪亚和他的儿子马上就犯罪了。
That basically set up the stage that the people will be redeemed not through the flood, not through the judgment, through something else.
让人看到了说人的改变或者人被拯救不是通过洪水，然后或者是不是通过这种惩罚。
The story continues, but of course you can always ask the question, why Noah cursed Ham's son, one of the sons?Canaan, instead of other. So you got four sons. Only one got picked up, singled out to be cursed. Why is that? I don't know.
所以他就让我们看到说，为什么挪亚只咒诅了他其中的一个儿子，没有咒诅其他两个呢？
We can speculate. I read a lot of commentaries, and people have different opinions. But you can see the mercy of God. How can you see that mercy of God? He didn't curse all of them. You can curse Ham and his descendants. He picked up the Canaan's one of the sons to be cursed.
所以也在这里面也可以看到说神的恩典怎么看到呢？是因为他没有咒诅他所有的儿子，他只是选择了一个儿子去咒诅。
God must have seen something we didn't see.
肯定上帝看到一些我们没有看到的事情。
We're going to leave it as that.
我们就留在这里就好了。
If you're interested in that story, we can sit down and talk about it. I can show you all the commentaries. I had very interesting things to talk about. But that's not my point for the sermon.
如果你感兴趣，我们可以坐下来聊。当然，这不是我们重点。
So I read selected passages from chapter 9, 10, 11. They revolve around the three sons of Noah.
所以在这里面我看到我就在里面节选是因为我们看到他不断反复重复在提挪亚的三个儿子的故事。
That's in chapter 10. We call the table of nations.
在里面我们看到有那个各国的列表。
Do you remember we talk about Genesis? We said that's the book of origins. This is chapter 10. It's the origin of nations.
所以我们之前讲到说创世纪是一个起初，但是第十章就是所有国家的起初的开始。
I'm not going to read everything in chapter 10, but I give you a couple of observations that highlight the importance from this chapter.
虽然没有去读，但是我也让大家看到了它里面的一些高光的地方。
So that's a genealogy. Chapter 10, the whole chapter is a genealogy.
就是讲到他们的家族和族谱。
That's a list of descendants from Noah through his three sons that covers the globe. That's basically.
基本上就讲到他的儿子，基本就遍满全地，可能就把这个世界给覆盖了。
This genealogy is very interesting. It's very unique. Very unique.If you take a look at chapter 5, we have a genealogy. We didn't talk about it. But that genealogy, you have individual names, right? They live for certain years and they die. They live for certain years and they die. Who's the father and all that. So they give you individual names.
我们看到第五章，他和第五章的族谱很不一样。在第五章里面，他讲到说各种各样的名字，他的爸爸是谁，他什么时候去世，非常个人化的一些名字。
So this genealogy in chapter 10 is not a strict recounting of individuals. It's not necessarily a name or individual names.
在这里面，第十章他就不是特别提到个人的一个名字或者是一个个人。
You have the persons. You do have individual names.And you have people, and you have places, all in chapter 10.
所以在第十章里面，他讲到先是这个人，然后就讲到他这个群体，然后最后他们在哪里生活。
For example, I give you some examples. Let's go to chapter 10.
我们来看第十章。
It's very challenging. How to pronounce them? We probably pronounce them very badly because they were written in Hebrew.And they were reading in Chinglish, so it's a little different.
这个它原文是希伯来文，我们是现在用中文或英文去读，所以就可能不太一样。
For example, the M, chapter 4, the son of Jevon, Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, Adonim. The M are the people, not just a particular person, individual name.
所以在这里面，它在英文里面有些尾缀，就代表了他们是这个群体，而不是这个人个体。
And if you go to chapter verse 15, the Canaan father, the Sidon, is firstborn and Heth, and the Jebusites, the Amorites, and Girgashites, and Hivites, and Arkites, and Sinites, the ites are the people, not just the person.
在第十五节里面看到，如果用英文去看的话，它这个 iet 这个尾缀也是代表了一个人的族群。
And you have the name of the land as well, the places.For example, 19, the territory of the Canaanites extended from Sidon in the directions of Girgar as far as Gaza, in the direction of Sodom, Gomorrah, Admon, and Zebedin as far as Lasha.
在第十九节里面讲的迦南的境界是从西顿向基拉尔的路上，直到加萨，又到索多玛、俄摩拉、亚马西边的路上，直到拉萨。
So that's a genealogy of individuals, a genealogy of people, genealogy of persons, and genealogy of places.
讲到人个体，然后还有群体，还有它的地方。
That basically set up the stage for the rest of the Bible.
基本上后面的圣经也是被根据这个去讲。
A lot of locations can be traced all the way back to chapter 10 of Genesis.
所以很多的地域在圣经里提到的地名都可以在创世纪第十章里面找到。
Genealogy in old Asian world history is not uncommon. Our Chinese people have that as well.But all the genealogies in the Asian world history, they all record what? They all record the rulers and the kings, the people are important. And this genealogy recorded some people, like common people. It's not the kings, not the rulers, not the significant ones, but the people, the persons, and the places. That's very unique.
所以，如果来对比亚裔文化来讲的话，当亚洲人记录族谱的时候，他会讲说当代的王是谁，当代他里面重要的人是谁。但是在这里面，他讲到是这个人的群体，而不是一个个人。
Human beings are more concerned about the significant people, the heroes.
所以在人类的来讲，他们更多会在意他们当下当代的一个英雄。
God is more concerned about people.
但是神更在乎这个人的这个所有的这里面的人。
And in so many genealogies, in chapter 5 is one of the examples, they have individual names recorded over there as well.
在里面是看到了很多单独个体的名字就被圣经这样记录下来。
So that's observation number one.
所以这是我看到了一个其中的一个观察。
Number two, you probably noticed that already. Chapter 10 is after chapter 11.
所以我们看到第十章是在也是和第十一章很像的。
Not just like, it's after. It's chronologically after chapter 11.
哦，所以第十章也是在时间顺序上来讲，它其实可以说是第十一章的延续。
Chapter 11, now the whole earth had one language and the same words, and as the people migrate from the east, then we go on, right? But the chapter 10, you have people dispersed all over the places already. So they have a different culture, they have a different languages, they have different places to live.
在第十一章里面讲的说这些人当时都在巴别塔之前都聚在一起，但是第十章他已经讲到这些人已经分散到各地去了。
It's not like this is put out of order. You do that all the time. You know, Tyler, you do movies, a flashback, and you know, put the things first and you know, put in a different order.That just make the thing, the highlight the important things.
就像是我们做电影一样，有的时候我们会把这个顺序颠倒，有时候用倒叙的形式，在这里面其实也是很像的。
So that's observation number two. You basically pay attention to that. And in observation number three, if you count all these names and places and people recorded, you have 14 from Japheth. What interesting, he recorded Japheth first, then Ham first, the descendants of Ham, then Shem. That's in the order of the distant, in the order of relationship to Israel.The Japheth is the most remotely related, so he was recorded first. Then Ham, then Shem. Then Moses, who is the author, start focusing on the branch of Ham or Shem, then continue go with that branch.
所以其实看到他记录这个顺序的时候，我们看到他是先介绍亚夫，然后介绍韩，然后最后才介绍了闪。这个其实是按照他和以色列之间的关系，可能亚弗是最远，然后最后是韩，然后最后是闪，这样的关系去记录的，然后他这故事就延续到这个闪的这个支派里面。
So, Japheth, we do have a picture over there, and you see where the people are dispersed to. And Japheth is more like going north and west, it's more like in Europe, that area.That's along the coastline. And the Ham is going to Egypt and Africa, it's going to that area. The Shem basically going in the Middle East and to the East. That's how they were dispersed. But if you counted the number of descendants recorded in the chapter 10, you got the 14 recordings from the tribe of Japheth. You got the 30 coming from Ham.You got a 26 coming from Shem that recorded the chapter 10. You put them all together, do the math, the total number is what? 14 plus, yeah, that's good. 14 plus 30 plus 26. Yeah, that's 70.
Yes, sir.
That's great. You know the answer. 70 is in the Bible is the number for completion and perfection.You remember Genesis 46, and we're going to get there in probably in about a year or something like that. 46, you got 70 people got into Egypt. And Luke 10, Jesus basically sent out the 70 disciples. Some version, ESV says the 72, but you can debate the 70 or 72. Send the 70 disciples to the nations to preach the gospel. So here, you know, 70...It's not an exhaustive list of all nations and tribes. That will give you the symbol of completion. All the earth, all the nations, all the clans are recorded here in chapter 10.
在这里面我们看到从一个距离或者从一个地理位置上来讲，亚弗是往西边往这个海边去走，或者是往西北边走，然后韩它是往南边去走，就更多像是非洲和埃及那个地方，然后闪的后裔呢基本上是往亚洲或者往东边去走。然后在这里面我们也看到说它里面有记录了这个数字，亚弗有14个支派，然后像韩有30个支派，然后闪有26个支派。当我们把它放在一起加在一起，我们发现它是70。其实在圣经里面呢，就代表着是一个完整的数字。在创世纪第16章里面又讲到说，亚伯拉罕或者雅各带着他全家是70口人来到埃及，包括在路加福音里面讲到耶稣差派70个门徒到了这个地方去传教。然后所以在这里面其实代表可能他不是记录了所有的种族，但是其实在圣经里面就告诉我们了说，这个记录已经得到完全，就是从一个角度来讲，就是圣经上帝所要人做的就遍满全地已经被应验了。
You did great. You know, I just said a lot of words when you said. I know the picture is not that very good. The resolution is actually 2000. It's pretty good, but I guess you cannot see very much. The Jephthah is up there. So you can see the Jephthah is dispersed to the north, along the coastline. Most of the European people are going that way. And the Ham is going this way.To the south, to the west, the Africa and stuff, and going that way, to Egypt, and the Shams going to the Mesopotamian, the Arabian islands are going that way. So they are overlapped in the middle, right in the Middle East, then it dispersed to the, all over the world. Okay, so the Caucasians, they probably know, they have no disputes over there.They are probably one of the descendants from the Japheth, the white people and the Caucasians, European. But what about Chinese? Oh, I spent 2 weeks on this and I don't get a clear answer. Coming out of this, the descendants, where we're coming from. But I can tell you, the Eastern people, Japanese, the Korean, the Chinese, and all those people, there's probably a mix of Hams,and the Jephthah. So they're going that way from Europe and going that way. So I can just give you one example. I think it's very interesting with the prayer meeting. In the very old Asian Chinese documents, at this time, that's what the first dynasty of China ever being recorded. The documents are called the Shujing. That's the documents of the record of documents. That's the Xia Dynasty, the very first dynasty in China. So from that particular document, people start using the word for God already. And we use the word Shangdi. That's a Mandarin. But if you ask people who speak Cantonese, Achang, where is he? Yeah, over there. Say it. Shangdi. Yeah, yeah.Guangdong Wala. Say it again. Shanday. Something like that. In English, we know the God we call Elohim, yes. El Shaddai. God Almighty. That's El Shaddai. Say it again in Cantonese. You can speak Cantonese now, you know. hey, those are three sons. They probably look alike. So we probably related some way. Way back there. Yeah, we probably related. They look the same. After so many generations of dispersed, so many generations of mixed, I look what I look now, you look what you look now. But there are some things, there's so many things that we connected one way or another.One of which is the Shandai. That's the word to use to describe God. That just gives you one example to put the different clans and cultures together. As one of the things is the name of God.Did you catch all that?
Yes, yes. 所以在同时期里面就是又讲到又看的地图我们来回想一下其实我们在说中国人从哪里来呢很有可能中国人是韩和雅弗后裔之间产生的一个后来但是在 中国最早期夏朝的时候的记载就已经有神的这个概念，并且我们在中文也会讲说上帝。这个上帝呢，和希伯来文的 El Shaddai 就 Shaddai 就是很像，有这样的同音，所以在这里面肯定我们之间是有某种的联系。虽然说我们现在很不一样，但是在很久之前，在挪亚他们儿子之间，他们彼此肯定还是有些相像的。
I can get a lot of other things out of chapter 10. For example, unity and diversity. Does God really like diversity? Let's go to chapter 11. Let's wrap them up and put the unity and diversity together, and I'll give you a lesson. Chapter, okay, go ahead.
所以在这里面，在第十章，我们可以 也看到说有很多的种族或者多元文化。那上帝到底是不是喜欢这样的？我们需要再看到第十一章之后，然后再回来再看。
Right, chapter 11 basically recorded the word called the city of man. Chapter 11, verse 1 to 9.
在第十一章里面有我们看到就是说是人的这个国度人的城邦
Chapter 10 give you all the nations Chapter 11 give you start giving showing you the civilization People start building things Start trying to make sense out of what they built
第十章讲到国家第十一章就讲到人开始去创造去建造然后开始去想说这个东西到底有什么用
First question I gave you I tried to ask you and I'm going to answer for you anyways So is city good or badIt's a tricky question. Is city good or bad biblically?
给大家一个思考，说这个城市或者是人类聚集，到底是从圣经角度来讲是好的呢，还是不好的呢
？You probably say bad because you are living in, you know, not in the city. People say, you know, God created country, man built suburbs, the devil created city. Some people say.
人可能会讲说。人创造了这个乡下然后这个就是好一点的人呢可能就建立了这个就是边缘化一点的城市但是魔鬼建造了城市
Sounds good but it's actually not biblical
他讲的好像挺有意思但是不是圣经说的
City was originally from God That idea is from God It's not just people gathered together to build something That's where the technology, the talents and the skills are concentrated That's where human civilization thriveThat's where the technology is advanced. That's where the people have their things gathered together to enjoy each other. City, in God's mind, is actually not necessarily a bad thing. God wants us to multiply. God wants to thrive. Remember chapter 2, chapter 1, we mentioned, chapter 2, we mentioned that.
所以在圣经里面其实讲到了说这个城市是一个人的集合是一个科技的集合是人类彼此交流和汇集的一个集合在圣经里面在第一章和第二章里面上帝其实是想让人有这样的一个关系或者就是城市的这个概念并不是违反圣经的
Yeah, let's take a look at chapter 11 What goes wrong? So wrong that God really wanted to destroy the unity and disperse people
在这里面我们可以花些时间看一下说上就人到底做了什么样的事让上帝想让把人去分开呢
Is God feeling threatened? People's trying, you know, getting powerful, more and more powerful, building things, technology advanced. God is like, ooh, you know, I got to do something about this. And, you know, before they grow up and kill the sun or something. Is God was trying to do that? No, don't even think that way. I know a lot of people when they read it,It sounds like God is jealous, God is feeling threatened, God is trying to do something about it. No, no.
在这里面第一次人读到他的时候可能会想说、哎、上帝是害怕人去有过多的科技然后上帝感觉到受到威胁吗但千万不要往这个方向去读上帝不是这个意思。
I'll give you the reason at the end of it.
我会给你一个理由。
So let's talk about the problem of city. The city of man. So let's, you go ahead.
我们会讲说那这个人的城邦是怎么样呢
So, verse 3, and they said to one another, Come, let us make bricks, and burn them thoroughly, and they had the bricks for stone, then built a man for a mortar, and they said, Come, let us build ourselves a city, a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we dispersed over the face of the earth. Okay, that's very, very loaded what they said over there.
所以他们彼此商议说来吧我们要做砖把砖烧透了他们就拿砖做石头又拿石基做灰泥他们说来吧我们建造一座城一个塔塔顶通天为要宣扬我的名免得我们分散在全地
I'll give you three words for it
我给你三个词来总结
One is technology
第一个是技术
One is identity
第二个是身份，或者是你自己的个人认同。
One is eternity.
第二就是永恒。
That's basically what every single cities are all about.
所以你看到，你可以去看到一个城市的时候，用这个三个角度去分析这个城市是怎么样。
Building bricks and burn thoroughly. That's explicitly described over there. What does that mean? That means technology at that time. They're not using stones. You know, stones. You can just pick it up.You're not using wood, you just cut it. So they are basically, they're making something out of the natural material. They're building bricks now. More, the stronger and more advanced. That's technology right in there.
所以他们把砖烧透就代表了他们已经开始在用一些原来的原有的材料去进行一定的的进展，然后让它变得更结实，它不是在用石头或木头。
All civilizations are like those.
所有的人类文明都像这样
or cities are like those.
或者是城市就会像这样
the most advanced technology coming from the big cities.
对，所有的科技大部分都是从城市来的
You have your cell phone now, you have the airplane now, you have a toilet now, you have everything that the technology can provide you.
你有手机、飞机还有座机
Are they good?
他们好吗？
People ask me, which century do you want to live for? I was studying church history. People ask me, which century you really want to live at? I mean, after all studying all the church history. You know my answer? This century. Why? Because I want to have the toilet. I don't want to go out and do things, you know, the old ways. I don't want to just go to Roanoke by a day using 11th bus, you know.Walking there, you know, I want to enjoy all the advanced technology.
所以，我们在讲谈论到这个时候，说你想在什么样的世代，任何一个教会历史里面生活呢？我的回答呢，会说我想活在这里，因为这里有马桶。
So the technology is not the problem. Technology is not the problem.
所以技术它并不是问题。
What's the problem?
问题是什么
？You can read over there. We want to make the name for ourselves.
所以看到他的问题就是说，我们要让我们自己的名得到传扬。
In other words, I want to advance. I want to use all the technology to make sense of my value. My value, who I am, what's my valuable for, is coming from the achievement that I've got.
所以他基本上就在讲说，我要通过我自己的技术和我的科技来展现我的个人价值。我所有的价值，我的人所示的价值，都是从我的这个所有的。科技来的
technology per se is not a problem. The problem is that the technology can give you the false hope that you are omnipotent, you are almighty, you can do anything, you can make your own decision, you can control your own life. The technology can give you that false hope.
所以我们看到说，这个问题不是在科技，而是科技会给我们一个假的一个希望、盼望，让我们好像以为我们是一个全知、全能、无所不能的人。
See, the technology promise you can go anywhere at any time, can do anything you want as long as you have the money.
所以技术好像，如果我们看到现代世界，就是说，如果你有钱，如果你有这个，你所有东西你可以到任何地方去。
You can do anything without actually obligations. I can give you an example.The invention of oral contraceptives. In old days, when you sleep with someone, that's not necessarily the moral consequences. You know, you have a kid to deal with, man. That's after the sex, and they always have that. Now you have this little pill. You can basically sleep with anyone without obligations and consequences.Look what I can do. I can do whatever I want.
所以技术给大家一个例子来讲，就是就像在之前，人家有性行为会有一定的结果，就是他可能会有孩子。但是现在的人呢，可以通过药物来去抑制这个孩子的发育，然后去吃这个避孕药，然后去避免这个性行为的一个后果。
Don't you think I'm against the oral contraceptives? I'm using that as example. People can use the technology in a very wrong way.They can use all those technologies to make their own names. That's just one of the examples that people use.
所以我不是在反对这个东西，而是说这个东西可以让人用的非常的错，就好像是说我要让我自己得到最大的好处一样。
Because the technology or your personal achievement can give you some value. You think that you are making a difference. You can control your own life. You can do whatever you want. That's the problem.
所以这个科技或者是我们个人的成就会让我们有一个假的一个现象，就是觉得说我们可以去掌控我们自己的生活，我们可以有掌控自己的价值和意义。
How do people get their identity? How do people, from this, the two verses, people get their identity through their personal achievement from the technology and from the size and the power of the group. Look at that. We can really get to heaven and we don't want to be dispersed. We want to have a group.So you get people get their identity or who they are through two things. One is the personal achievement, aka is technology. Another one is the size of the group.
所以看到人他找到他自己的认同或者个人价值都是通过一个是我个人的成就，就好像是科技。然后第二个呢，就可能是说我们的这个群体的大小。
When we talk about the identity,We're talking about something that you really feel secure about, that to give you something, make you valuable, you think you are making a difference, that's the things that's going to define who you are. That's identity.
当我们讲到我们个人的身份的时候，这个东西其实是给了我们一定的安全感，给我们一定的价值感。
And all the identity claims have actually an eternity built in.
所以所有我们觉得是我们身份的一部分都有一个可以和永恒有一定相关的东西，我会解释一下。
I want the value, but not just the value. I want the value can last forever.
我不只是想要价值和意义，我更想要这种能够存到永恒的价值和意义。
I want to have a job that pays. I want to have the job for a long time. I hope they're going to pay me forever. I want to have a healthI want to have a good relationship. I want them to last forever.
所以我想要我的工作，然后不只是他付得好，而且他可以一直付直到永远。我想要我的健康，想要我的关系，不只要他们好，想要他们一直能够存留到永远。
I want to use what I'm building now to reach heaven.
就像我想要
give whatever I'm building now an eternal value.
所以我想让我手做的这个塔能够从底一直通到天，就好像我可以和这个永恒有一定的关系一样。
Well, you do that all the time. Even the movie I just watched with my son, Wild Robot, that's the theme song. I like that song very much. I live forever in you as the blind, the ocean is blue. You know, that's a great song. That's eternity. That's eternity. I want to love you. I want to love you forever. I will always be there.No matter where I am, I will always be there. So all this value claim has eternal component built in there.
就像我们看的电影，就是最近我和我儿子看到，就是一个叫《野机器人》，然后它里面有一个歌就讲到了，就讲到说，我想永远活着，就好像海会一直是蓝的一样。我们就想要有这个说，我们想永远在这里，然后我可以一直存在的这种样子。
See the problem of the city of man? The problem of the city of man is not the technology itself. The problem of the city of man is people use the personal achievement, the technology to make name for themselves. And they want to reach heaven. They want to get the eternal value out of their own efforts. So, That's so, what the problem of the human beings.That's what the problem of city of man.
所以你看到，其实科技不是最主要的问题，而是人想要通过科技或者通过我们现有的技术或者手段，能够用这样的方式去达到天上，然后到一直存留到永恒，这个是人的问题。
All civilizations, if you're not built on the human, if you're not built on the eternal will of God, is going to collapse.We had what 5,000 years, or 3,000 years, and 4,000 years. People argue.The recorded human history, that's being repeated. You know, we come with a unity. People come together, want to build something great. They did build something great. Then what happens? They look for their own name. They want to build their own name. Amber's want to build her own name. Tyler's want to build his name. You know, the diversity has become division very quickly. Then we fight for the name. Then we have a war with each other.Then you kill my son, I kill your whole family, that kind of things go on and on and on and on. That's human history. That's all coming from the city of man. They have advanced technology, you use the same technology to save people, and the same technology to kill people more efficiently. That's what we are. Because we are building the civilization not on the will of God, but on the will of man.
所以我们讲到说这个问题到底在哪儿，人类文明问题到底在哪儿呢？就是我们就没有把这个价值建立在上帝的永恒上面。我们有人类记录的历史3000年、4000年或者5000年，它反复在重复，大家在一起，然后大家都还不错，然后但是今天这个人和那个人产生一定分歧，他就产生了分裂，分裂就导致战争，战争就影响到了彼此的仇恨，又涉及到各种各样的问题。发现这里面都有各种各样的科技在被应用到，这些科技可以去救人，但同时也是杀人的一个工具。
So if, even if God does not intervene in that particular chapter, the city of man is going to fall eventually.
即使是上帝没有介入，这个他们人类所造的这个文明，它迟早也会崩坏掉。
So that begs a question. Does God like unity or does God like diversity?
所以这个就
God dispersed them as a judgment.
让我们看到说到底上帝想让我们聚在一起呢，还是想让我们分开？因为上帝在这里面又把人去给刻意的去分开了。
The people had unity with the wrong motives, and God judged them with diversity.
所以这些人呢，虽然聚在一起，但是他们的动机不是最好的，所以上帝用分开的方式来审判他们。
By sending them all over the world.
就是通过就把他们送到世界各地的方式。
Create all the language barriers.
所以让我们大家之间彼此有这种语言之间的隔阂。
So is it good or bad?
是好的还不好的？
It's a very hard to answer that question, but I can give you. Let's leave it at that. I don't want to dig a little deep. I want to show you the solution to the city of man.
这个我也不想去花太多时间讲，但是我想给大家看一下，就是说针对人的这个城市有什么样解决方式呢？
We have all, I just basically give you all the problems of the city of man, the consequences, the civilizations, the wars, conflict, the divisions, and all that. So people have problems with each other. Racism, I'm better than you, my group is better than you, because my personal achievement, because my power, my size of group, I'm better, and you can fight.You can get a bigger group. You can say you are better than me. So we're just basically like this. Jews think they are better than the Gentiles. Gentiles think that they are so prideful and they are better than the Jews. Chinese think they are better than everybody else, you know.
所以在这里面我们看到其实我们如果是按照人类的方式来活动的话会有种族的问题产生。这个族群人更多所以他好像有更大的权利。好像彼此就一直在有这样争斗，犹太人又看不起外邦人，好像中国人好像就觉得自己比谁都好。
You can see the problems.
你看到了这个问题会在哪儿。
So how did God solve them?
那上帝怎么解决呢？
Not by judgment.
不是通过审判。
I'm going to read Acts 1, Acts 2 actually, 13 verses. That's the solution to the problem of the city of man. When the day of Pentecost arrived,They were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting, and divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now they were dwelling in Jerusalem, Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven, and at the sound the multitude came together,And they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in their own languages. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in this native language? Parthian and Medes, Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia,Egypt and the parts of Libya belong to Cyrene, and the visitors from Rome, both Jews and the proselytes, Cretans and Arabians, we hear them telling it all in own language, the mighty works of God. And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, What does this mean? But others mocking said that they are filled with new wine. That's Acts 2:1-13.If you pay attention to the recording over there, it's very, very similar. You have a list of all the people. You have God came down. You have people don't understand each other, dispersed, remember, under the judgment. You have people start talking to each other, start understanding each other. God is solving the problem by not creating everybody like John, by not creating everybody like me. God is maintaining the diversity by bringing the unity at the same time. Through what? Through Holy Spirit. Ah. You know what Holy Spirit is doing to them? It's not just giving them a power to speak another languages. Holy Spirit is witnessing to the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. The judgment that God put on Genesis 10 was reversed in a Pentecost. The people who have difference from each other, the wall, the cultural war, the language barrier, the issues people hate for each other, they are all gone. Not because I like this guy, not because I try to make money out of this guy, it's because someone tore down the wall. Ephesians 2.
所以基本上就是上帝的解决方案是什么呢？如果大家花些时间看《使徒行传》的二章一到十三节里面，我给大家大概总结一下，就是在五旬节之后呢，圣灵降下，所以从各地回来的犹太人突然他们发现彼此在讲彼此的乡音。这个里面就好像他讲了这种各地，就好像在创世纪第十章里面讲到的各个地方一样。在这里面做的是什么呢？圣灵做的工作就是说，因为耶稣基督救赎的工作，所以上帝在巴比塔对人的审判得到了一个满足，所以他把这个所有的分散的这个工作给拆毁了，把它返回，拆毁了我们之间彼此隔断的墙垣。
Before,
是通过基督的工作。
Before we became Christians, we were doing what God wants us to do. You know, multiplied and gave birth to our kids, and that's fine. But we are at the same time under the judgment of God. We have language barriers, of cultural barriers, we have issues with each other, we have race issues, we have nation issues. We're just basically under the judgment of God. Until all of us from the three sons of Noah claim that we actually believe the same Savior. We have the same spiritual problem. We claim the same Savior as our same God. Now all of a sudden, the unity is being brought together without killing that diversity God has blessed. You see the beautiful thing that we have in this church now? The people sitting in this church right now is actually a great witness to the redemptive work of Christ through Holy Spirit.
所以在这里面我们看到说，其实我们在不认识神的时候，各自都是按照彼此的方式去生活，有之间各自的冲突，各自的问题。但是因为通过耶稣基督的拯救，我们发现共同承认我们没有办法解决这样的问题，所以我们回到上帝面前，承认他是我们唯一的救赎。通过这样的方式，我们彼此可以在这里面坐下，就好像大家彼此在这个教会里面，我们这样去敬拜神，就是一个上帝工作的彰显。
The city of man which is looking for his own glory is being transformed to the city of God, you and me together, to seek the glory of God.
人的城呢，他是在找自己的荣耀，让自己的名得到宣扬。但是我们当聚在一起，为了神的缘故，我们是为着上帝的荣耀得到宣扬。我们可以在一起彼此聚集。
The multicultural, multi-ethnic thing is not the pastor's ambition to do some, you know, unique or. That's what God wants us to become.
所以多种族教会不是一个牧师他自己的一个宣称，而是上帝他想要让我们信徒们都成为的样子。
Yes, I'm more comfortable with someone who speaks the same language, have the same life experiences, talking about the same movies and stuff. I'm more comfortable with them.
所以当然我是讲同样的话，或者有各样同样的人生经历，我当然是会更舒服了。
But why is that I'm having a problem with someone different from me? It's not because my limitation of human being, it's because I'm actually under the curse through the Genesis 10. And that curse has been reversed. Through the Holy Spirit, the people around you become more and more interesting because they are reflecting the image of God. We are seeking the same Lord. We're worshiping the same God. We're in the same church. Yes, we're different.But we can experience the same power of gospel to tear down the wall between us. That's the beauty of multicultural of multi-ethnicity.
所以我们会发现我没办法跟这样的人或者不同的人交流，其实不是我这个人有多么不好，而是这个咒诅它一直从创世纪第十一章就已经存在下来，但是通过圣灵的工作，他把这个咒诅给反过来了，就好像我们发现现在在看着彼此，就好像是每个人都带着上帝他自己的样子，每个人都在敬拜同样的上帝，每个人都可以去同样的经历圣灵所做的工作。
It's very hard. I can give you that.
这不容易。
I've been married my wife and how many years now? 20 some years. We still have a culture barrier.
所以我和我的太太结婚20多年，我们还有彼此之间有不同的文化的问题。
So are you, right, John?
同样 ，Pastor John 也可以。
So we do. It's not that easy. It's not that easy. The only thing that can bring this unity together that God promised us, the one flesh and one bone, and the oneness in Christ, is not your personality, it's not your personal achievement, it's not your effort, it's the power of the gospel. If we are humble in front of God, saying that I don't know, and I'm limited, and I want to know Peter, I want to know Xia Chongyu, I want to know these boys and ladies over there, I have nothing to do with you, but I want to know them because they are here, they are created image of God, we are worshiping the same God, we are sharing the same gospel, I want to share